There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile, hour number two. Glad to have you along this hour. Text line open for you. Phone line as well at 343-0106. And I mentioned we'd check in with Bryant Knight from Team Fight or Die. And the reason we know about Team Fight or Die here, the reason I think our community is so bonded to what these veterans do, is this man right here, Bryant Knight from Mobile, who is at the Western Command for the Knight family in Colorado. Hey, Bryant.
Hey, how's everybody?
Good. You are in the true winter wonderland. I just saw a picture of you on Facebook, and you are, if people, we talked about this morning with Dr. Bill about all the weather issues affecting travel around the country. Explain what's going on in the, you're near Denver. You're outside of Denver, right? Colorado Springs?
Yeah, I'm just south. I'm actually right between Colorado Springs and Denver.
So what kind of, you get a little dusting of snow, what'd you get?
Dusting is a little bit of an understatement. I'm looking at about 2.5 feet of snow in my backyard right now, and it's still coming down. It's funny because my parents, they're from Mobile, and they drove up, or they flew up yesterday, picked them up at the airport yesterday just in time. Started snowing, and we've pretty much been shoveling snow and using a snowblower all morning long just to get out to do our Thanksgiving shopping.
Yeah, it's let's see, it's gonna make it 70 it's 71 now at our studio here at home in Mobile.
Just you don't have to rub it in. I miss the weather.
I love it, man. I'm jealous, so I love the snow as well, just for limited periods of time. Let's talk some Team Fight or Die. And if people have been under a rock from all the times we've talked about it, for y'all's trip across the Atlantic, explain what's going on about the team and about this this transatlantic voyage that y'all make on purpose in a rowboat.
Yeah, this will be Fight or Die's second team to compete in the Talisker Whiskey Atlantic Challenge, which is a 3,000-mile race from La Gomera, Canary Islands. That's the island that Christopher Columbus set sail to discover the New World. And we'll land at the finish line in Antigua, down in the Caribbean. And last year, the team I was on, it was 54 days, 9 hours, and 3 minutes at sea in a rowboat. And we've got a new group of veterans this year, new crew that's carrying the torch of our mission, and they're going to be competing. We're actually the only American team out of 40 teams racing this year, so it's kind of cool.
Yeah, this is a journey that y'all made. I remember when you and I first started talking about this, I didn't even know there was such a thing as the Talisker Whiskey Challenge. And then to learn about it and to learn about this journey, y'all, I want you to go back and listen. Brian is saying they rode across the Atlantic. I mean, this y'all is a fancy, but still a rowboat.
Yeah, it's just a high-end rowboat. So the Whoopi is a 28-foot ocean rowing boat. There's no sail, there's no motor. We keep and contain all of our food. We have a water maker, salt water to fresh water maker, all solar powered, 100% self-sustained, and we plan on 60 days at sea. So last year our team, we almost hit that, but. The goal is it's a race, and we're in competition with the other countries and the other teams. And this year, I think we have a really good opportunity to hopefully they get to beat our record come in at a decent time.
Well, okay, and this team this year, another group of veterans doing this, because y'all do it to show you can do it, but you also do it to bring attention to what, Bryant?
So the Fight or Die got started by four veterans, and each one of us had experienced our own depressions post-combat deployment, and we have our multiple friends that have lost that personal battle in life and decided to take their lives, and which is unfortunate. And we had seen it and heard it so many times that we decided to do something pretty extreme and getting it just to bring awareness that there is a problem within our veteran community, and it the post-traumatic stress and a lot of it related to TBI related injuries sustained in combat. And just to let our fellow servicemen and women know that, there's a much greater life out there, and to continue to live and to strive to do great things, whatever that is in the capacity of your life. But every day, wake up and try to be the best you can be, and that's all Fight or Die is really saying. We're partnered with a couple of great organizations. University of Denver, the Sturm Specialty of Military Psychology, which is the only program like it in the United States. They actually train students in their doctoral years that want to work with veterans in the veteran space, in a training program that's, prior to them graduating. And that's the only thing like it in the United States. And so we heard about that program, and we were really eager to partner up with them, and they actually study us because we are all combat veterans and veterans, and they essentially study us while we cross the ocean and develop new therapies and performance enhancing therapies and a whole slew of things. And then our second partner is the Marcus Institute of Brain Health, and that's more of a national program based out of the Anschutz Medical Center here in Denver, but they've got multiple facilities throughout the country, and they are keenly focused on traumatic brain injury with our veteran community. And so I know there's a lot of folks that are probably listening that are veterans that they experienced some form of head trauma while they were deployed, whether it be through IED or it just in training. I mean, it could be anything. And that's one thing that Marcus is really focused on right now.
Yeah, I mean, y'all are the toughest bunch of guinea pigs I've ever met, but you're still guinea pigs, man.
Well, that's not the word I would call it, but yeah. Yeah, I think, we're very proud of what we're doing, and we see this thing growing. We're getting, there's a lot of outreach to Fight or Die. Of course, we like to say that, Colorado is the headquarters of all American ocean rowing in the country. But we also like to say that our training ground is Mobile Bay and the Gulf of Mexico, because that's where we've been training for the last 2 years. And our plan is to continue to do that. That's something we're very proud of. Something I'm very proud of, just being from Mobile.
Yeah, and we love what you're doing. I'd love it anyway, but the connection and that back here to home, and you and I getting to build a relationship as well, means a lot to me. Talk to me about this year's team, the team for 2019.
Yeah, so this year's team, I think some of your listeners probably had the opportunity to meet them while they were down in Mobile training on their 3-week train up this summer. But we've got Carl Christensen from Wyoming. He's our skipper. He's a Naval Academy graduate. He was a submariner when he was in the Navy. And we've got two Marines, John Fannin and Evan Stratton, both of them Iraqi combat veterans. And Evan's a Purple Heart recipient from his injuries in Iraq. And we have Luke Holton, who's a soldier in the Army. I'm also a Purple Heart recipient, and so we've got a really, I think we have a really solid team this year. I think that these guys, it's been fun, you know, kind of looking, you know, from a, I guess, an overview standpoint, watching this team grow from the time that they became a team for an ocean rowing team to the time that they're where they are now. It's just days before they leave. They all leave on the 30th and then head to the Canary Islands. So it's just been really great to see this team grow, and you know, just like any other team, you know, they have their times and tribulations, and they have their great moments and they have their low points, and but they I think that they all see the bigger picture, and they are great ambassadors for Fight or Die, and that's what this team's about. And you know, just to be able to, you know, represent every American veteran during, you know, this race is kind of a special moment. Special for them, I know.
I think it's special for a lot of people listening. If you're just joining us, talking to Brian Knight from Team Fight or Die, I don't know what these men are feeling, but can you give us go back a year, what you were feeling when you got ready to leave? Were you anticipate? I don't think much phases a man like you, but what were you feeling heading in and heading over to La Gomera? I mean, what was that? What did that feel like? What was in your head?
Well, so, you know, our team, we did everything. We actually, you know, we created the team. We had to get the boat built. There was a lot of initial things that this team has not experienced. But the level of anticipation is the same, I think. The anxiety that you feel prior to doing something like this, the anxiety that you feel leaving your family, the anxiety of, you know, what my competition is going to be like while racing across the ocean, the anxiety of being on the ocean. These are very similar markers that our fellow veterans, you know, feel when they deploy, and that's why we are being studied by the University of Denver, the Sturm Specialty in Military Psychology, and their students. And so it's very relatable, and it's something that we can do this over time every year, and they're able to learn, the students are able to learn from us being those guinea pigs that we were talking about earlier. But, you know, prepping for the race, making sure that you have everything that you need, because you know that you're going to be out there, you know, 24/7, you know, 7 days a week, from the time that you start to the time that you finish. And you're rowing 3 hours on and 3 hours off, so you're sleep deprived, which is, there's no way to really train for that. There's absolutely no way to train. You think you can train for it, there's no training for it. You just got to do it. And eventually you get into a cycle, and, you know, you just do it.
You talk about close quarters, too. I know y'all have lived with some close quarters in your time serving with the military, but that's some serious close quarters.
Yeah, well, the Whoopi's only 28 feet long, and she has a bow cabin and an aft cabin, and she's about 4 feet across the beam. So she's just an oversized canoe. And there's enough room for all of us to get buttoned up if the weather is really bad, if you get into high seas or, you know, storms. But it's also, you know, just you feel somewhat comfortable, and it's just one person in those cabins.
All right, let's do this before we send it off for the day. We will check back in during the process with you, but I let everybody know, because I remember last year it was exciting for me with the app and everything to be able to track y'all's progress. Is that still the deal this year? Can people get the app? Or?
Absolutely. So if you want to follow our team and you want to follow Fight or Die, you can always go to our Facebook page, Fight or Die, and the oars, a pun on the word, so it's a spelt like a boat, or OAR. Our Instagram page, the same, and then our web page, the same. But there's an app called YB Races, and that's Yankee Bravo Races, YB Races. It's a racing app for ocean sports. And so pretty soon you'll be able to, you can download that app on your phone, and pretty soon you'll be able to log into the Talisker Whiskey Atlantic Challenge 2019. And you'll get to see all of the teams, and you'll be able to follow daily you know, the race and follow Fight or Die. And, you know, we do. We need all the support we can get. You know, Fight or Die is a nonprofit organization, and, you know, all of our sponsors and all of our donors, you know, they contribute to get this team across and to help us, you know, be able to champion what, you know, our with our strategic partners. And but and that's super awesome and very appreciative. But, you know, what's really nice is to get those attaboys and those cheers while the team is out there in the middle of the ocean, and we're able to relay that to the team, because it, you know, it lets everybody know that, or lets my team know that there's a large fan base that's really rooting for them and pulling for them. So follow the app, follow our Facebook page, follow our Instagram page, you know, and then be ready for those situational reports, those sit reps, because they'll be coming out every couple of days.
And we'll be relaying those, and I'll put links up as well to the website and the social media platforms. And you mentioned, I just want people to know, you mentioned, I know you have big sponsors and companies come in that can help, but what about regular folks like me? I mean, if we want to help, we want to make a donation, how do we do that, Brian?
Well, I tell you what, we've got a new campaign coming out. It's really cool, but and basically the concept is you sponsor a nautical mile. For the race. So that we have 3,000 miles to cross, and it's a $10 sponsorship. And during the sit reps that they're put out, it's identified that mile that you sponsored, and it's basically saying, hey, thanks to, you know, John Wayne on this latitude, longitude mile sponsored, and then you're able to write a small blurb of either donate that sponsor, that nautical mile to fellow service member or someone that you know that was a service member in their name, or just say, hey, good luck team, keep on rowing. So that campaign's coming out here very soon. Just be looking for it, and we think that it's going to do really well for the motivation and the morale of our team.
Fantastic. Tell them best of luck, and I'll be checking back in with you come go time from La Gomera.
Looking forward to it. Thank you very much.
Okay, get back to shoveling snow, Bryant. Come on, man.
Yeah, it's not going anywhere. It just keeps. I think the time that we've been talking, that I've just got another 3 inches of snow on the ground.
You had a driveway cleared, and now you talk to me. Now you got to re-clear it.
Got to do it again.
All right. Thank you, man. Best of luck, and happy Thanksgiving to you and your whole crew.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and everybody out there.
Thank you. Bryant Knight, what a great guy. And Team Fight or Die, usvetro.com. You can go there and get more details. We'll put those links up and keep you reminded of that race as they make their way across the Atlantic. Coming right back, more Midday Mobile.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 129 FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Hey, can we go to the presidential turkey pardon here after the news break coming up in just a second? Also, a reminder, programming note for Thanksgiving Day here at FM Talk 106.5. So this show and Mobile Mornings will be running the Fisher House special. You know, it's a charity very special to us. It's funny, after talking to my buddy Bryant and a veteran and all the crew with Fight or Die, those veterans, Fisher House does something I think is very special. They build homes for families who have loved ones in a VA facility. Same way Ronald McDonald House does for families with children at facilities, Fisher House does that for families that have a loved one at a VA facility, relatives that are getting treatment at a VA facility. It gives those families a home. Gives them a home right there where they can go be with that person, but come to a home atmosphere with other people that understand what they're going through. Does it across the country, across the globe. It's high ranked. If you go to Charity Navigator, any of those websites, you'll see how high ranked, in other words, how many pennies out of each dollar are spent on the charity. It's a great charity doing great work, and their show is going to be on Thanksgiving Day. We're coming right back. News is next.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 135 FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile on this Tuesday of a shortened work week for most. With Thanksgiving coming up Thursday, which, by the way, that doesn't help our buddy Dalton. He'll be in here for Sports Night at 6 on Thursday with Corey LeBounty because last night, special time. Remember, special time for Tiger Talk was last night at 6, so we moved Sports Night to... These kind of weeks in programming radio station are oh so much fun. So Sports Night is going to be on Thursday night at 6 as we move things around on this Thanksgiving Day week. All right, audio speaking of which, the president, you know, I have a thing for this, whether it's Governor Kay Ivey doing it here in Alabama or President Trump doing it in Washington. I don't know why. It's one of these, you know, I've said it before, my favorite holidays are Independence Day and Thanksgiving. And the accoutrement that goes with both holidays. You know, I like fireworks. I like seeing people don't normally fly the American flag from their homes doing the same thing. I like all that stuff. And on Thanksgiving, I also like the ridiculousness of a turkey pardon, because it's ridiculous stuff. And I got to tell you, I love it. So let's go to the White House here as President Trump pardoning bread and butter, the two turkeys that got the lucky break this year. Okay, we got the goblin. Good. I love the fact that you're watching this, the turkeys are given somewhat free rein to be kind of strutting around there on the White House lawn. They're just being turkeys, doing turkey stuff, getting their turkey on. I love the fact that the onlookers are just kind of trying to kind of stay out of the turkey's way. All right, here comes President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump. Right there, approaching. Not the turkeys, though. Yesterday it was a dog. Today it's turkeys, right?
Thank you very much. Please. And it's always nice to begin by saying the stock market is up again. We just set another record. So we should say that. Very substantially up. And I think that's 132 times that we've set a record from the time we got elected on that very great day. But it's good to know a lot of people are very happy. We're doing well. Our country is doing very well. And the First Lady and I are delighted to welcome you all to the White House on this magnificent autumn day. On behalf of the entire Trump family, I wish each and every one of you a very happy Thanksgiving. It's going to be a great Thanksgiving. We're glad to be joined today by Representatives David Rauser and Jason Smith, and a man who's done, and I have to say, they are warriors. They have all been great warriors. Mark Meadows, thank you very much. The three of you, please stand up. They are warriors and great people. And Deb, thank you very much for being here. Thank you. Thanks also to the president of the National Turkey Federation, Joel Brandenberger, and its chairman, Kevin Dowdy, who's here with his family and his wife, Jan. Where is Kevin? Jan, thank you very much. Please stand up for what you do. He's also the head of Butterball, chairman of Butterball. That's the biggest there is. Great job, and we appreciate your involvement. Thank you very much. As we gather this week with loved ones across our beautiful land, we give thanks to God for the many gifts that he has bestowed upon us. Today, we also come together to honor the beautiful feathered friend, the noble turkey. And that's a beauty. It's said that Abraham Lincoln was the first president to spare a Thanksgiving turkey at the request of his son. In 1947, President Harry Truman accepted the first annual National Thanksgiving turkey. In the decades that followed, presidents from Kennedy to Reagan would show mercy. See? Wow. That's a strong bird. To their birds. But it was George H.W. Bush who first issued an official pardon. In keeping with that tradition, today I will issue a pardon to a pair of very handsome birds, Butter and his alternate bread. That's true. Look at you. Their names were chosen by the students of Harold's Christian Academy in North Carolina, great state. Bread and Butter were raised in Tar Heel State by farmer Wellie Jackson, who's here with us with his wife, Tara, and their lovely family. And I want to thank you very much. Great job. Great job. Thank you very much. Thankfully, bread and butter have been specially raised by the Jacksons to remain calm under any condition, which will be very important because they've already received subpoenas to appear in Adam Schiff's basement on Thursday. It's true. Hundreds of people have. It seems the Democrats are accusing me of being too soft on turkey. But bread and butter, I should note that unlike previous witnesses, you and I have actually met. It's very unusual. Very unusual. In any event, I expect this pardon will be a very popular one with the media. After all, turkeys are closely related to vultures. I don't know if I like that line, but there is a little truth to it. But today, after the birds will retire to gobbler's rest at Virginia Tech, great college, where they will be cared for and enjoy a terrific life. This Thanksgiving, we bow our heads in gratitude for the newfound prosperity and spirit.
Get ready for Black
that's
Friday.
Taking place all across America. Country has never been more successful. Our military has been rebuilt. We captured the number one terrorist in the world and killed the number one terrorist in the world, al-Baghdadi. And I want to thank our military because there's nothing like our military. I want to thank Almighty God for the shedding His grace on our nation. Our nation is special, and we especially send our love to members of the United States Armed Forces serving all over the world. We're forever thankful for those who wear our nation's uniform and the families who support them. The families are so important. They could never be the same without those great families. Because of their selfless service, millions of our fellow Americans are celebrating another wonderful Thanksgiving in safety and in peace. And just a very special country, a very special place, the Rose Garden at the White House. If you're looking back here, that's the Oval Office. Some of you haven't been here before. But every time we walk onto the grounds of the White House, we realize how special it is. So now we reach the moment bread and butter have been waiting for so patiently, their presidential pardons. Melania and I wish all Americans a very happy and blessed Thanksgiving. We love you all. Butter, let's talk to you for a second, because I'm going to do something that you're going to be very happy about. Uh-oh, that looks like a dangerous bird. It just escaped. Butter, I wish you a lot of luck, but I hereby grant you a full and complete pardon. Full and complete.
Thank you, sir. Great honor. Great honor.
All right, so there it is, the turkey pardoning ceremony at the White House. Can we get... Before we run to the news break, can we get Kay Ivey? So, Kay Ivey, of course, pardoning each year Clyde and Henrietta, which you have heard audio of before on the show, like the beginning of every hour of the show. Can we go? She pardoned the turkeys back on November 18th here in Alabama, which I thought was way too early. Way too early. We should have had the Alabama turkey pardoning today or yesterday, something like that, maybe even tomorrow. But Governor Ivey did it back on the 18th of the month. So, can we go to... Good. Here's Governor Ivey and the Alabama pardon.
Reflects that of our people and where people are ready to lend a helping hand to those in need. And also here at Thanksgiving, we were reminded how much we are grateful for our freedoms and the men and women who serve to protect those freedoms. So to our military men and women, especially those many Alabamians who serve in our armed forces, thank you for your service. And now, for the moment that you've all waited for, I'm pleased to announce that I will pardon both of our feathered friends here this morning. So Clyde and Henrietta, by the power vested in me, I hereby pardon you from the Thanksgiving dinner table and hope that you will spend the rest of your days together in happiness and peace on the Bates family farm.
With that, come right back and wrap it up on a Thanksgiving Eve edition of Midday Mobile. News is coming up next.
Listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
At 152 FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile on a Tuesday. Phone number, text line 343-0106, 343-0106. A note here, somebody, let's see, Tim said, what about the miles? Oh, they were talking about the Fisher House thing. So I mentioned Fisher House is going to play on Thursday here and how much we think of the Fisher House charity here at FM Talk 106.5 and how to donate and help build those homes for those families near VA facilities. But in addition, they have this, they're called Hero Miles. Tim, that's actually Hero Miles is the thing. If you'll go, if you just Google Hero Miles or Fisher House, go to fisherhouse.org, you can look for Hero Miles. It's another thing they do where you can donate your frequent flyer miles, right? It's it says here, the Hero Miles program provides round-trip airline tickets to wounded, injured, and ill service members and or their families who are undergoing treatment at a military or VA medical facility or who are attending an authorized event. Flights are made possible through frequent flyer mile donations made by individual airline passengers. Fisher House Foundation administers the Hero Miles program in partnership with the Department of Defense in accordance, and they list all the laws and all that stuff. So, it is a if you got frequent flyer miles, you can take those. I think the participating airlines, Alaska Airlines, American Airlines, Delta Airlines, Frontier Airlines, and United Airlines, you can take your miles and donate those to Hero Miles. That lets, in the case of number one, the actual veterans themselves and their families, say they're getting treated at a facility, you know, long way from home, lets the family travel to that VA facility where they'll stay in a Fisher House home for them there. But the mileage gets airfare is not cheap and gets those families there. So that, yeah, it's called Hero Miles, and it's through Fisher House. It's another part of their outreach for veterans. The trending story here, I get an update from our news partners at WKRG. Said, according to police, this is Saraland, right? Saraland Police Department saying a person was injured in the shooting, was horse playing with a gun when it accidentally went off. Okay, this is the story from earlier. Police responded to a report of a shooting near a business on Highway 43 in Saraland. Police were on scene today about 11:30 near Explosive Sign and Graphics at 202 Saraland Boulevard South. Police said the victim was a young adult, did not give their age. Victim was taken to the hospital and treated for what is described as a minor injury. So it's good news. That update's good. If the youth is okay, minor injury. We just saw that story earlier. Just wanted to get an update on that. As we get more information, we'll pass along. Dalton, did you figure out, number one, the city council meetings are going long, so I can't consume the city council meeting before the midday show starts. Number one, did we figure out anything about the Hank? You know, we had Tim Bennett on with us yesterday talking about he's representing one of the groups trying to come up with an idea for baseball out at the Hank to keep it going. Of course, keep the city from having to lose the Hank. I mean, I guess the city actually owns the structure, but the land underneath is only given to the city as long as they have a AA or equivalent baseball team playing. I know there were different groups pitching to the city. I don't know if we got more on that from the city council. Also, I did see a note, though. Somebody was talking about the fact that at city council, did they mention the timing of the lights on Airport Boulevard? Can I for a second, just pull up a chair. Give me a second here. It was off the top of my head, we can Google this. I think it was 2 years ago. 2 years ago, the city did a push. I remember I was talking about it. Maybe even I had people from the city on to talk about how they were studying the lights on Airport Boulevard, traffic lights, and how they were going to sync them up because they're not now. I travel airport every day, every weekday, travel airport a couple times. I travel it when there's not traffic. You know, we come into work very, very early. So I got a kind of a clean slate with airport to check things out. And there are certain stretches of airport. Maybe there's others. I'm talking about pretty much from the drive every day from Azalea McGregor to 65, where our studios are right here by 65. There's sections there you cannot and keep it anywhere near a speed limit. You cannot make it from getting a green light to making the next intersection on a green light to making the next intersection. And I'm talking about 4 in the morning when we come to work. And the city was going to address that somehow. Maybe they've addressed it in some of the, I can only tell you anecdotally for that area between Azalea McGregor and the interstate. And mostly I think about in the morning, it's eastbound for me to get here, that it's not happening. So I don't know if they're, what is causing that, if they can, I think that would help a lot with the traffic. I think that would help a whole bunch. If we could, if 2 years ago, I was so excited about the discussion of getting the lights synced, you know, synced to make traffic move faster. For some reason, in my neck of the woods, I have not seen it happen. So I saw a note that there was some discussion about timing of lights. Maybe I'm jumping to a conclusion and saying it's Airport Boulevard. It might be somewhere else in town, but it was. I'm just hoping. I guess I can hope that it's on Airport. So if anybody has any update on that, anybody happened to be at the meeting today, please let me know. It's important to me. It seems like it would benefit everybody. Maybe there's something, maybe there's some reason to not do it that I don't know of. But right now, if we look at traffic issues, I know we look at the across the bay traffic issues, but I'm saying the surface street traffic issues, Airport Boulevard between, let's say, University and let's say in the interstate, if not a little bit beyond that to the east, is the major issue, right? And if we could do something to address that by syncing up lights, it would be a good thing. Oh, yeah, I didn't get a chance to, Dalton, I don't know if you saw, this is the season, 'tis the season. Story popped up today about, what is this, a baby for sale on Craigslist? There's going to be, I guarantee you there'll be a misspelling in this. Craigslist is the land of the worst spelling and the worst grammar ever. No, it's out of Miami. Yeah, state agents are trying to figure out who recently posted a Craigslist ad purporting to want to sell a newborn child for $500. Let me tell you what's happening there before everybody gets up in arms and says there's a baby. I think what happened there is they were trying to scare the older siblings. I'm just saying that possibly the older siblings were not acting right. They're acting a fool, and they'll say, listen, your baby's crying a lot, and if you act like the baby, we're going to sell the baby. We'll sell you with the baby. So it says, oh, yeah, in the ad, here it is. The ad is, baby is 2 weeks old. It sleeps, doesn't make noise at night. Formula enclosed will give it to you, can give you the baby and a four-year-old sister for free. So there you go. So that's the offer that's available. All right. That's up, and we'll be back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. for Mobile Mornings. Have a great one.